This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Here we are at part 24 of God Accepting Me. And I want you to make a declaration even before we begin today. Just say these words with me. God is accepting me. Say it. And again. God is accepting me. Thank you, Lord. Because if you didn't accept us, Lord, I don't know where I'd be, what I'd be doing, what my life would look like. And it certainly wouldn't look like this. But I do know this. Because of you, Lord, my life has inextricably changed. Because of what you have done in my life. Yes, Father, I continue to sin. But Lord, you know how much I love and adore you and how much I worship you. Philippians, the first chapter, and verse 10 says this. Paul says, "For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return." Boy, that's a hard... That is a tough order. To live pure and blameless lives. How are we going to do that? And that's the beauty. Actually, we don't. And you know why that is? It's because God is with us. We're not alone in this. He tells us to repent of that which is holding us back. Turn away from it. So we turn away from it and look toward Jesus. Look toward the prize, if you will. We're in the race and we're running like crazy. And sometimes we stumble and sometimes we fall. Jesus knows that. And he picks us up. He dusts us down and says, "Right, let's go again." That's what he does. He doesn't condemn us. He doesn't put us down. He doesn't make us feel small and insignificant. He lifts us up. He looks into our eyes and he says, "It's okay, my child. I've got this." I love that expression so much. I can't tell you. I've got this. Because I go through all sorts of trials, as I was telling you yesterday on the program. I'm going through a real trial at the moment. And all God keeps saying to me is, "David, I've got this." I know he has. Yes, Lord, it is my desire. It is my desire, Father, that I want to live a pure and blameless life until the day of your Son's return. That is what I want more than anything in the world, is that your desire, beloved? Is that your desire? How are you going to achieve that? By keeping your eyes focused on Jesus and knowing that He is saying into your life right now, whatever is going on in your life, He's saying to you, I've got this. Verse 11 says, may you always be filled. Say filled. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ, for this will bring much glory and praise to God. What is Paul saying? Be filled to overflowing. Be filled completely and utterly. Be totally and utterly filled up with what? The fruit of your salvation. When you were saved, when the Lord saved you from sure death, because that is what it would have been. He has saved you from a sure death. Because the Bible says in the Old Testament, for the wages of sin is death. And now because of grace, now because of Jesus, that isn't the case in your life. Because you have committed your heart to Christ. And if you haven't committed your heart to Christ, may I urge you, as a matter of urgency, to do it now. You don't have any time. There is no time left. The Lord is coming back very, very soon. And if you don't make this life-changing decision, you'll find out on that day of judgment. You will find out only too soon. You will discover for yourself the truth of the gospel. But then it will be too late. If you haven't committed your heart to Christ, then I urge you, do it right now. You can do it with me at this moment. And all you've got to do is say, I am so sorry. Say it with me. I am so sorry for all the things that I have done wrong in my life. Lord, please forgive me. Jesus, come into my life now and make me brand new. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. If you have said those words, you are now assured of a place in glory. You are now assured that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your name has been carved into the hands of the Lord. And this is my prayer for you, that you may be filled with the fruit of your salvation. You may be filled with the joy and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be completely filled with His love, His joy, and His peace. It would be overflowing for you right at this moment. May you be filled with the fruit of your salvation. And the fruit of that salvation is all of that wonderful love, peace, and joy. And then Paul goes on to say, also the fruit of that salvation is the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ. Now we know this. When you gave your heart to the Lord, things in your life began to change. If you've just done that now, if you've just given your heart to the Lord now, today, you will begin to see things differently. You will begin to notice a change in your life. And all of that is the righteous character that is produced by the Lord Jesus Christ. For this will bring much glory and praise to God. He wants us, the Lord wants us, to live pure and blameless lives. And I know you say, oh, that is so hard. I've been a Christian for many, many, many years. And you're asking me the question if it's easy? Oh, no. Because I slip. I stumble. I fall. I just gave you a picture of this race that we're running, this marathon that we're on. And I stumble so many times. I've fallen that many times. My knees are grazed. My elbows are grazed. Because I've fallen that many times. And the Lord just says, it's okay. We begin again. From that point where you fell, we'll just start again. And if necessary, we'll start again. And again, and again. When we fall into that pit of the mud and the mire, you'll understand that if you look at Psalm 40 and see what David was going through. And he tells us the Lord picked him up. Well, just imagine that pit now. Think about it. You're down that pit, and it's full of mud and mire. And your clothes are saturated with this mud and this mire. And you don't see the Lord. You can't see him. Where is he? He's nowhere to be seen. All you've got to do is turn your head round. Swing round your head, and you'll see the Lord behind you. He's in that pit with you. He's in the mud and the mire with you. And his bright raiments are covered in mud. And he is there, holding you up, waiting for you to say the words, Lord, I want to get out of this. I don't want to be in this anymore. Pull me out, Father. Pull me out, Lord Jesus. And he will pull you out. But you had no chance of drowning because he held you up all the time. He held you up with his strong arms around you. Underneath your arms. And he held you there until you made the decision that you wanted to come out. And as you came out, the Lord says, okay, let's start this again. Let's walk this road again, together, you and I. And he holds you up as you limp along until his very being gives you that strength that you can now run. That is what it means. That is what really matters. What matters is you living this pure and blameless life. And I found out that purity has nothing to do with perfection. We try to be perfect, but we can be pure. Paul tells us. we can be pure. You may live a pure and blameless life until the day of Christ's return. That is how amazing our Lord is. And that is how amazing His Word is, because I know that I know that I know you have committed your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ for the first time, and already you are sensing the difference in your life. Because He loves you so much. That 2,000 years ago, your Father sent His only Son to be nailed upon the cross for you, for your sin, to reconcile you to the Father. Doesn't He deserve worship? Doesn't He deserve praise? Oh, I know He does. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done. And we give you the honor and the glory and the praise.